the feedback that made me look again at myself. Hi Sophie. Thank you for writing this, yesterday's, article. I too have wanted a magic and quick way to get to the conclusion or result of something. But with using the site capacity and also looking at my past projects or successes, the quick and quiet, shortcut and quiet, way almost never works, or doesn't lead to a sustained result. Lately I also had a bit of time to reflect when I wasn't feeling well on a couple of days. I had been reviewing some of the past communications that we had before, such as the guidance that you provided in the food lists, since 2017. I realized that several times where I did not follow the guidance, I thought I knew better or took what you said personally, or thought it meant I was unquote, wrong unquote, though I can tell now that you were just saying it as a. For example, when you said I had inflammation, I automatically went to unquote, inflammation is bad unquote, and unquote, it is wrong for me to have inflammation unquote. While I didn't doubt that what you said was correct, I struggled to accept it, as it didn't match what I wanted to believe, or my view of reality. Anyway, this ties into your latest article where you talked about people doing what they say they will do, and quickly. Getting well for me has been a process too. It's the small actions that I take every day that over time lead to progress. This includes eating only foods on my food list, noticing my attitudes, slowing down instead of rushing, listening to the big bundle during the night, and using the energy healing audio. There have been some periods recently where I made a kind of experiment to, temporarily, do the opposite of what would improve my health. And not surprisingly, I did not feel happy and energetic. I felt worse and I couldn't maintain focus and be productive. So I have made a commitment to myself to go back to the straight and narrow, to go back to what was working, as my purpose is to achieve and sustain health, even if there are parts to it that I don't understand. I get reminders of the debilitating back pain and stiffness if I accidentally eat something with leaves, and from that I get sufficient motivation to stay on track. I definitely don't want to live a life where I feel that pain nearly every day as I did in early 2022. The vast majority, if not all, of the actions that I can take to move me in the right direction with regards to my health are within my control, and I am very grateful for that. I hope that you can make it through this difficult time, Sophie. I get that every day is a challenge for you, and it's very difficult and painful and there is a lot of uncertainty. Thank you for continuing to look for the pieces of the invisible through all of this and I wish the very best for you.